grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Give thanks. Simple words that take on special significance at this time of the year as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving. What do we give thanks for? Well, truthfully, it depends. For the pilgrims who celebrated the first Thanksgiving, they were thankful for having survived the harsh northeast winter and succeeded in taming some of the difficult New England wilderness, or at least taming it enough to produce a harvest to last the coming winter. For farmers, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks to God for providing the rain and the sun in their proper seasons so that they can bring in a good harvest. Everyone has friends and family for whom to be thankful, and even those who are facing the greatest personal difficulties, whether it's job loss or betrayal, family strife, and the like, still have the gift of life to thank God for. The Israelites in our Old Testament reading today also had much to be thankful for. You see, here in Deuteronomy, the people of Israel are just about to enter the Promised Land 40 years after Moses led their parents out of Egypt. And so here they are on the edge of the Promised Land when Moses gives them this speech, reminding them of who they are and why they are where they are. He reminds them that though they are a little nation, God specially chose them. He reminds them of everything that God did for them all through the Exodus account. He delivered them from their harsh slavery in Egypt by performing miraculous signs and wonders to all in Egypt to bring them out. He parted the Red Sea so they could cross over on dry ground and then drowned Pharaoh and his army. God fed them with manna and with quail and provided water for them all the years of their wandering in the wilderness. And as if that wasn't enough, he also protected them whenever their enemies attacked. And so now Moses is here explaining to them a yearly reminder of what God did for them. It says, when you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall put it in a basket, and you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name dwell there. They are to bring some of their harvest to God, and they are to bring it there as a reminder of who gave it to them. And that is, in essence, what we are here about today, is to thank God and remember that what we have comes from him. Everything that the people of Israel have is a gift from God, and so they are bringing to him the first and the best of their harvest. And everything we have comes from God, too. In the Creed, we confess that God made everything and that consequently, God gives us everything we need. We say that he gave us body and soul, eyes, ears, all our members, reason, all our senses. He still takes care of them. He gives us everything we need. Everything is a gift from God. God gives it all to us, but we don't really deserve any of it. At the temple, the people of Israel declare who they are and why they are there in verse 5 when they say, a wandering Aramean was my father. Abraham was not even from the Promised Land, but through his wanderings, God brought him to the Promised Land and gave it to him. He went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation great, mighty, and populous. The Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. He brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. They aren't originally from the promised land. They were brought into. They weren't a large nation when they went into Egypt, but they became a large nation. God made them great and new, mighty and populous. They were oppressed and enslaved in Egypt. Long story short, if you were trying to design what God's chosen people would look like, it probably wouldn't be Israel. And so why do they have this land? Why does God bless them? Simply because God chose them. And the same is true for us. None of our material possessions are ours simply because we earn them. We are no more deserving of what we have or what God has given us than the Israelites were. We weren't even part of God's chosen people to begin with because we weren't Israelites, or probably aren't descendants of Israel. So everything that we have is a gift from God, completely unearned, completely undeserved, and yet God chose us, and God gave us his gifts. So when you recognize that everything you have is a gift from God, that really changes the way you look at it. Suddenly, instead of coveting the raise that your boss gave to someone else, you rejoice that God provides you with a job. Instead of coveting your neighbor's Ferrari, you rejoice in your safe, reliable Subaru. I guess I've seen a lot of Subaru commercials. Instead of coveting your neighbor's beautiful garden, you rejoice at the bountiful harvest of tomatoes that from your own two tomato plants. But our rejoicing isn't just for us alone. God wants us all to rejoice together. And in our reading, he lays out three different groups for us to rejoice with. First, of course, is yourself and your own household. In verse 11, it says, "You shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house to you." You can and should provide for yourself and your own household first. After all, God wants you to get enjoyment out of the material possessions that he has given to you. And then second, we are also to serve God or to rejoice with those who serve God at his temple. Again, verse 11, "You shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your household, you and the Levites." Levites are the descendants of Levi who serve the temple, and they were not given an inheritance along with the rest of the tribes of Israel because the Lord is their inheritance. So consequently, the people of Israel are to use their tithes, their offerings, their first fruits to support the Levites who serve God in his temple. And so today, this means that we use the blessings God has given us to support those who serve in the church, whether here or abroad. After all, in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says, "The Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living from the gospel." And so we are to rejoice all together in what God has given to us and serve those who, and help those who minister to our spiritual needs. Then the third group is all those who are in need. "You shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you, the Levite, and the sojourner who is among you." Because Israel were themselves sojourners in Egypt and were mistreated, God tells Israel to show hospitality to those who are themselves far from their homeland. So the same holds true for anyone who is without means to support themselves, widows, orphans, and the poor. And so we use God's gifts to serve those who are in need, which can mean purchasing a meal for a homeless man on the side of the road. It can mean donating to community health ministries or Topeka Rescue Mission or something. It can mean bringing food to a neighbor who is in need. We rejoice to do this because of everything that God has provided for us. But as we rejoice, it is easy for us to forget to thank God for everything we have. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that we are responsible for everything we possess. It's easy to attribute everything to our own hard work. And so Thanksgiving is a yearly opportunity for giving thanks to someone outside ourselves, a good reminder that we are not in control. We did not earn everything all by ourselves. God gives it all to us. Not because of anything we have done, but because he loves us. He gives us our food. He gives us our place to live. He gives us friends and family. He gives us salvation through the death of his son, Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to support this body and life. And so today we thank God for everything that he does for us. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.